Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Texas Blues bringing us back. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Ramon Reyes, our guest, our good friend, 14-year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. I need your website, Ramon.
Sure, Jim. RamonRay.com, RamonRay.com, or SmartHustle.com. You can reach me several ways. Thanks for asking.
All right. Yeah, no, folks, you need to check out what Ramon's doing. I'm telling you, you'll be smarter when you do. It's always interesting and cutting edge. He's right out there on the, not the bleeding edge. He's on the leading edge. That's where you want to be. Hey, Ramon, we're just talking about giving us a good report on your B2SMB conference. And what you learned about what big businesses are thinking and how they're thinking more and more about how to connect with small businesses. And, you know, I'm trying to remember the example, but there was one, I forgot which movie it was, but it was the coach told the player, be the ball. Be the ball. You know what I mean? If you want to hit the ball better, be the ball. Well, you know what? If you want to reach small businesses better, be a small business owner. Now that doesn't mean your employees need to go open a business, but I thought your suggestion was excellent. Have your key people find a customer of yours, big companies, and send your people out to spend time in the day. Just have them work on the counter one day. Have them load stuff in the truck. Have them sit with the CEO and watch them deal with their things every day. I think that would do more to make a connection between big companies and small companies than anything.
Absolutely, Jim, because I think until the big business does that, you're going to have your younger staff and your senior staff. What are they doing, Jim? In fairness to them, this is not a mockery. They're in business meetings all day long. They're on whiteboards all day long.
You have a
general manager, president, they're managing their tens of thousands of employees. So I think until they pause and build that into their compensation program, in fact, and build that into their how they're paid, that's not going to change. And the other thing I must say that was interesting there, Jim, is that there were a lot of email marketing automation companies that were at this B2SMB conference, which is amazing. And it was interesting how they're really focused on going back to this aspect of how do we make our software simpler, because they know that for the average small business user, this stuff is complicated, but yet, Jim, as you know, so necessary.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing they're struggling with. How do we make it easier, but yet we can't make it dumb?
Well, that's exactly right. But the main thing is make it intuitive and don't let the people who develop your technology name the technology or the elements. Don't let them name it because they're come up with something like Bluetooth.
Yeah,
you know, or something like that. You know, I was a member of an international committee one time that a tech company put together on how to help people understand technology terms, how to educate the technology industry when they start doing nomenclature of their technology. Do it in a way that regular people understand it.
Jim.
I remember when I had my first Mac, my first BlackBerry. I wanted to, in those days, you know, your email would cycle through every 30 minutes or so, but you could make it cycle and pick up new email if you hit a certain button. But the command behind that button was reconcile. That's all it said. It said reconcile. It didn't say get your new email. It said reconcile. You know what I mean? Come on, people. Help us out here a little bit. What do you think?
You're so true, Jim. Going back to the day, you have words like IMAP and POP, SSL, and I understand that these are done by engineers who are nothing to do with small business, but I think you're right. For those who are trying to reach the small business, and this goes back to empathy, Jim, when you're not thinking like a business owner, the guy who's out there all day long doing landscaping who only has time to come home, my car mechanic, his office is a mess. He just needs to punch a few buttons and send me an order. He doesn't have time to think of complexity. Yeah. And I think the businesses that are going to win, as we're saying, are the ones that are going to take the time to be more simple. And I will touch on going back to this human element. There was this big vendor that we all know, a computer hardware vendor. I can mention them if you want, but they were saying how they're even changing their marketing and, again, making sure their technology advisors, going back to that simple empathy for who the owner is. They're busy people running their business. They don't have the time, sometimes not the money, for complexity. So that was the word of the day, I think.
Well, also, and we have to do this ourselves as small business owners, we have to realize that when we see our products, we see what the way we see it as something that we're excited about that we want to sell. Our customers see it. They don't even see the product. They see what comes out of the product.
That's true.
And so if you can't think about that, this is what I tell small business owners all the time, don't help your customers, help your customers help their customers. And so when I advise big businesses, I say don't think about how to reach small businesses, find out what they need to reach their customers. If you want to help, if you want to get close to a small business, help them help their customers. Help your customers help their customers. What do you think? Last thoughts.
No, I think you're right, Jim. It's amazing. At this conference, there were 10 small businesses they brought in, kind of like a little zoo, but 10 actual small businesses.
Right.
So people could talk to them. Jim, I met a guy who is a marketing consultant to help small gaming companies. I've never heard of it, but his business markets gamer, not the big, like the Xbox, billion-dollar firms, the smaller guys. People like him were there. We were learning from him.
Wow. Hold on to that thought. Right back with our good friend Ramon Ray. Take a quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.